And now, your daily dose of stupid. Stupid news. Stupid news. On The Point 94.1.
Let's do your Monday stupid. It is three stupid stories that will make you feel better about yourself. Stupid news on The Point, brought to you by U.S. Truck Accessories, Conway in Searcy. Number one Central Arkansas source for truck accessories. They specialize in camper shells and bed covers. Visit them in-store or online, ustruckaccessories.net. And a big thanks to Jason for sending me our first stupid story today. A guy in Minnesota was so fed up with kids riding their bikes through his yard, he took matters into his own hands. So you might think maybe he put up a fence. That seems a logical thing to do, but that is not what he did. He did not put up a fence. To keep the kids going through his yard, he made homemade spike strips and put them scattered across his lawn. Turns out that caused a lot of flat tires on bikes. He told police he never intended to hurt anybody, but they still charged him with a gross misdemeanor. Now, if he's convicted, he could face up to a year in jail and a $5,000 fine. We'll keep you posted on what happens when he has his day in court. Next stupid story is from Nebraska. We don't get a lot of Nebraska stupid news. Welcome to Stupid News, Nebraska. 21-year-old guy filming a video showing off the gun he had just purchased. Demonstration was going great, right up to the point where he accidentally shot himself in the leg on video. Now, his girlfriend, who was filming, stopped the recording long enough to apply a tourniquet and get him to the hospital, and luckily he's going to be okay. Bet he won't do that again, though. Final story on Stupid News today, a guy from Colombia arrested at the airport after trying to smuggle cocaine through the airport with an interesting hiding place under his toupee. Airport security, they were suspicious because this guy was walking around with his hairpiece that was oversized and didn't quite fit right. It just looked weird, you know, weirder than normal. So they asked him to take off the toupee. And he did, and underneath the toupee, there was a bag with about a kilo of cocaine taped directly to his head. He's now in jail. You know, if you're going to do something like that, maybe make it look more realistic. I mean, you don't want it to be obviously got something hiding under my toupee. That just sets off security, right? Right? Guess that's why he's in jail right now. Not that I want to give tips to drug smugglers or anything, but, you know, come on. That is your daily dose of stupid. Stupid news on The Point 94.1.
Classic rock all day, every day.
Yeah, awesome.
The Point 94.1. KKPT Little Rock.